Welcome to Torah Imecha Parsha. My name is Michal Horowitz, and today we are studying Parshas Toldos. We will continue to journey together through the book of Bereishis. Let me start with the Parsha summary. Parshas Toldos begins in Parak Chof Hei, when Yitzchak and Rivka, the second matriarch and patriarch, find themselves childless. They pray for a child. Ultimately, Rivka conceives twins. Yaakov and Esav are born. The boys grow up and go their separate ways. Esav becomes a hunter. Yaakov becomes a man of the tents of Torah. At the end of Parak Chof Hei, Yaakov is cooking a lentil stew. Esav comes home exhausted from the field. Give me some of that red stuff. And Yaakov makes a deal. Sell me the rights to the firstborn for a pot of lentil soup. Parak Chof Vav finds Yitzchak and Rivka in the time of famine, just like Avram Avinu and Sarah found themselves in a famine in Lech Lecha Perek Yudbeis. But Hashem tells Yitzchak, do not go down to Mitzrayim. You must remain in this land. Yitzchak and Rivka live out their time in the territory of Gerar under Avimelech, the king of Plishtim. They become very wealthy. The Plishtim become jealous of Yitzchak for his wealth and ultimately kick him out of the land. Quite prophetic to see the picture of the story of our exile through the millennia here in Parak Chof Vav. They contest with him over the wells that he has dug. Parak Chof Zayin already finds Yitzchak in his old age and his eyes are dim from seeing, and before his death he wants to bless his eldest son, Esav. He sends Esav to the field to bring him fine delicacies so my soul can bless you before I die. While Esav is gone, Rivka orchestrates that her beloved son Yaakov should dress up in Esav's hunting clothing and furry skins. Yaakov goes in and gets the blessings before Esav. Esav is very unhappy. And he is extremely unhappy that his brother stole the blessings from him. The parasha ends in Parak Chof Ches. His parents are afraid for Yaakov's life and they send him to run away. This is the parasha overview. Today we will be focusing on the very beginning of the parasha, Parak Chof Hei. The Elo Todos Yitzchak ben Avram. These are the offspring of Yitzchak, the son of Avram. Avram Holidas Yitzchak. Avram gave birth to Yitzchak. Vayhi Yitzchak ben Arba'im Shana. And Yitzchak was 40 years old. The Kachto es Rivka bas Besuel ha Arami. When he took Rivka, the daughter of Besuel the Arami, mi Padan Aram, from Padan Aram, Achos Lavan, she was the sister of Lavan the Arami, to himself for a wife. So Yitzchak and Rivka got married. He was 40 when he marries her. Pasuk Chof Aleph in Parak Chof Hei in Parshas Toldos. Vayetar Yitzchak laHashem l'nochach ishto ki akarahi. What does this word mean? Vayetar Yitzchak laHashem l'nochach ishto ki akari. Yitzchak something to God, opposite his wife, because she was barren. Both Rashi and Unkus explain, Vayetar is a form of prayer. Rashi, Vayetar, here ba vihiftzir b'tefillah. He davened a lot. He implored, he entreated very, very much with his tefillos. Targum Unkus, Vitzali Yitzchak kadam Hashem. Yitzchak prayed before God. Vayetar Yitzchak Hashem l'nochach ishto ki akarahi. Yitzchak prayed to God, opposite his wife, because she was barren. Vayetar lo Hashem. Hashem allowed himself to be entreated by Yitzchak's prayers. Vatahar Rivka ishto. And Rivka, his wife, conceived. Rashi famously tells us that at the time of their davening, zo omeid bezavid zo umitpalal, vzo omedis bezavid zo umitpalalas. Yitzchak stood in one corner and davened, and Rivka stood in the other corner and davened. And so they were alone in their pain and prayers, but united in their prayer and their pain, as they both beseech the Almighty to allow Rivka, the second matriarch, to conceive. What is this strange word, vayetar? Yitzchak LaHashem. Yitzchak prayed. We already see Rashi. We have already seen Rashi and Unklus both explain it means tefillah. It appears two times in our pasuk. If you have a chumash handy, it's Parak Chof Hei, pasuk Chof Aleph, Vayetar Lo Hashem. So the sages explain, Chazal explains, Eter is a spade or a shovel. It is like a gardening tool or gardening implement which turns over the dirt. So imagine you are working a field or planting flowers in your garden and you use a spade or a shovel to dig out the old earth and turn it over to prepare for new earth. So this Lashon of Tefillah, Eter, represents using, in a spiritual sense, a tool to turn over From Midas Hadin, God's attribute of strict justice, which determined that Rivka would not have a children, they turned over the Gezerah, so to speak, to allow Midas Harachamim to triumph, God's mercy, divine mercy, and therefore Rivka conceived. They overturned Eter, they overturned the verdict to allow Rivka to conceive through divine Rachamim. So she is pregnant, Vatahar Rivka Ishto, Vayisro Tetsu Habanim Bekirba, and the children jostle within her. Tomer, and Rivka says, Im Cain, Lama Zeh Anochi? If so, why is it that I am? Vateilech Lidros Es Hashem, and she goes to inquire after God, meaning Targum Unklus says, what did she do? Va'azalas l'misba ulpan min kadam Hashem. She went to the ulpan. She went to the Academy of Torah. Rashi says, Vateilech Lidros. She went to the base medrash of Shein Ve'Ever. She went to ask Das Torah. She went to inquire in the ulpan, in the base medrash, what's going on here? Why? Because Rashi famously tells us, Vayisro Tetzu, the children jostled within her. Rashi famously tells us, and you know this, when she walked by the tents of Torah of Shem and Aver, Yaakov was running and kicking to come out, so to speak. And when she walked by the entrance of a place of Avodah Zarah, idol worship, the other twin inside her, Esav, was jostling and pushing and crushing to come out. And therefore, they were both, she doesn't understand what's happening. Does this baby want to learn Torah? Does this baby want to be an Oved Avodah Zarah? What is going on here? And in her despair, she calls out, Im Cain, Lama Zeh Anochi? If so, why is it that I am? Rivka and Yitzchak waited 20 years, the sages explain, to have children, to have a child. And they fervently spent all that time standing in those corners, pouring out their hearts, certainly before Hashem. And they used a gardening tool or a spiritual shovel to turn over the Gezerah, to allow her to conceive. And we would imagine that she was happier than anything in the entire world. When finally, Vayatar Lo Hashem, God allows himself to be entreated by Yitzchak's prayers, Vatahar, Rivka Ishto, Rivka, his wife, conceives. Wow, fantastic, she's finally pregnant. Just because the children are jostling within her, Rivka says, why is it that I am? They waited 20 years. You're finally expecting. It's your long-awaited dream, not only a personal fulfillment of the desire for motherhood, but you are carrying on. Knesset Yisrael, your husband brought you to the wife of Sarah, his mother, and he loved you, and you became Sarah, his mother, in a sense. And the three brachos upon the tent of Sarah returned. Bracha be'isa, the dough is always flesh. Anan kashur al ha'ova, there was a cloud over the tent. Ner daluk me'erev Shabbos le'erev Shabbos. Look up Rashi to Parshas Chayisara. Perichov dal pasuch samik zayin. When she returns to the tent of Sarah, her deceased mother-in-law, all the blessings return, and she is the second matriarch, and here she is carrying what will be the continuity of Knesset Israel, and she's complaining. Im Cain, Lama Zeh Anochi? After all of those prayers, she gives in to a sense of despair. What is going on here? So I'm going to quote now from the Sefer Rav Asher Weiss on the Parsha, put up by Art School Masorah. I know last week I quoted Rav Asher Weiss, but that was a Torah Shabbal Peh that I heard in the name of Rav Shai Schechter quoting Rav Asher Weiss. I'm actually quoting from the Sefer of Rav Asher Weiss now on the Parsha. Rav Asher Weiss on the Parsha. And he has a very, very beautiful shot here that he brings down an explanation as to why Yitzchak Rivka was in such a state of despair with this long-awaited pregnancy. The Pasuk tells us, I'm in Perichav Hei, Pasukhov Aleph, Vayetar Yitzchak Lahashem Lenochach Ishto. Yitzchak davened to God opposite his wife, for she was barren. We already saw Rashi. Rashi famously says, Lenochach Ishto, opposite his wife. Yitzchak stood in one corner and davened, Rivka stood in the other corner and davened, and everyone's davening. Rav Asher Weiss quotes, he doesn't say who, he says, some explain as follows, Lenochach is an acronym, Lamid Nun Chaf Ches. What does it stand for? He prayed Lenochach, he was davening for three things, Noi, beauty, Koach, strength, and Chachma, wisdom. Okay, again, it's very, very helpful if you have a chumash in front of you. I'm trying to explain everything, but sometimes just visually, I can't get it over as well as if you have the text in front of you. Parachav hei pasuchav alef. If you look inside, Vayatar Yitzchak Lashem, Yitzchak used the spiritual tool to overturn the midah of din, God's strict attribute of justice, which determined that Rivka should not have a child because she was barren, to mercy, so she could conceive, lenochach ishto. So le nochach. Nogach. He was davening for Nogach. What does Nogach mean? Nogach is an acronym. Nun stands for Noi, beauty. Chaf stands for Koach, strength. Bat, Ches, stands for Chachma, wisdom. This is quoting a Mishnah. Rav Asher writes, quotes the Mishnah in Maseches Edios, which says that a father passes on to his son these three qualities, Noi, beauty, strength, Koach, and wisdom, Chachma. And this is what Yitzchak was davening for in his child. It should be a child of beauty. It should be a child of Koach to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam, to be strong enough to withstand the vicissitudes of this life. And finally, Chachma, Reishis Chachma, Yiras Hashem, a child who will have the wisdom of Torah and the wisdom of being God-fearing. He prayed, Lenochach Ishto Ki Akarahi, but when she feels the children jostling within her, and the child always jostles when they pass by the house of Avodah Zarah, Rivka exclaims, Im Kain, Lama Ze Anochi Kain, being an acronym for, why did I pray for this? The letters of Kain stand for Koach, strength, and Nun, Noi, beauty. She was saying, my husband davened for a child who would have Koach, strength, Noi, beauty, and Chachma, wisdom. Im Kain, if all I got, Hashem, is an answer to our prayers, is Koach, physical strength, and Noi, physical beauty. Lama Zanochi, why is it that I am? What is the whole purpose of my Tafkid? Is the second Eilm B'Yisrael if my child will not embody the Chachma of Torah? And this is why she despaired. In the last sentence of Rav Asher Weiss on this piece, quote, she did not want a strong and beautiful baby if he would not grow to become wise in the wisdom of Torah. So it's not just that Rivka Imenu Chas V'Shalom, the Tzadekes, was complaining to the Ribbono Shel Olam about the pregnancy, but she had such an exalted tafkid. She understood that her purpose was to continue the house that Avram and Sarah built. But if the child was going to be Cain, Koach and Noi, strength physically and beauty, without having the Ches of Chachma Lenochach Ishto, Imkei Lamaza Anochi, then God, there is no point to this pregnancy, because without the Chachma of Torah, there is nothing. And this is why Vatelech Lidros Es Hashem, she goes to seek out Das Torah, she goes to the Ulpan, says Uncle, she goes to the Yeshiva of Shein Ve'Ever to inquire as to what is happening within her. And here we have such a beautiful insight into the second matriarch, Rivka Imenu, and her longings and her desires. Yes, she wanted to fulfill the maternal instinct and drive that is inside of every woman to become a mother, but even more than that, she wanted to truly become the next Eim B'Yisrael. She wanted to continue the link in the chain that was founded by Avram of Sarah, Das Hashem, knowledge of God, Yirei Shemayim, Banim who would be Tzadikim, Yesharim, Tamimim, Im Kain. If my child is only Koach, is only Noi, only physical strength and beauty, without the Chachma of Reishis Chachma Yir Hashem, Lama Zeh Anochi, then what is it? For what am I? And it reminds us of what we all have to live for. What our goals, what our focus, what our primary strivings in this world should be. Of course we daven for koach to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. Of course we daven for beauty. I don't know what that even means, because it's in the eyes of the beholder. But a person should look bekavodik, should be neat, should be presentable, should be appealing. But most of all, chachma. Because the chachmas of Torah, it's a person who embodies the wisdom of a God-fearing Jew who will truly be zocha to carry on the beautiful Mesorah handed down from Aaron to Sarah, to Yitzchak and Rivka, to Yaakov, Leah, Rachel, all the way down to us. I wish you a wonderful Shabbos. I thank you for learning with me. This is Michal Horowitz, and today we learn together Parshas Todos for Torat Imecha Parsha. Kol Tov, we will continue next week, Be'ezrat Hashem.